Good morning. We're continuing our series about the Lachos of Tainus and then the Lachos of the 3 weeks. And one more shiur in regards to the Lachos of Tainus, and then we'll move on to the Lachos of the 3 weeks. A person should not wash his mouth out on the Tainus Sibur, but in case of Makan Sar, a person is allowed to do so, but he should do it in such a way that he's not worried about him consuming and drinking something. This is referring to using a liquid like water or something which is edible. The person is using a mouthwash which is not edible. We're not worried about the person drinking it, and therefore it's not going to be a concern. The person is allowed to use that to wash out their mouth on the tinus. Now, I do want to point out that on Tisha B'Av, this is a different story, because even though there's not an iser of achila, and not a concern of achila, we have a separate concern of rechitza. And the way we, and according to what we mentioned, Rav Asher points this out, that there is an iser of rechitza. Washing your mouth wash is a form of rechitza. You're washing out your mouth, and any part of the body is also rechitza on Tisha B'Av. And according to what we mentioned, that it's preferable to be machmer on some elements of rechitza on the tanesim, so a person should limit this unless a person needs to do so. If a person needs to take a medication, a person is permitted to take medication on a tinus. In regards to taking it with water, so that's a different, the water would be an issue. There is an opinion of the Debre Sinner's itself that if a minimal amount of water, he says, like the size of a teaspoon of water, if that's enough to get the medication down, you'd be allowed to do so. Another suggestion of how to do it is that a person would take the water and make it bitter, let's say dissolve an aspirin or a vitamin or something which doesn't have a good flavor in it, so that's not, then it's permitted to take that liquid and use that to swallow your medication. A person forgot it was the tinus, and he made a bracha, planning to eat, and as soon as he finished saying the bracha, he realized that it's a tinus, and he's not allowed to eat on the tinus. So now we have a question of a bracha labatola, on one hand, or the issur of going against the tekana of fasting on the other hand. So this is a machlokes what to do, whether a person should, in order to avoid the problem of bracha batola, eat just a minimal amount, or a person is not allowed to eat on the tinus. Rav Adi Yosef has a tshuva about this, and he comes out that a person in that situation should not eat, if I recall correctly. Okay, the Prima Gada mentions that it is appropriate not to even touch food on the tinus because we're afraid a person might forget and come to eat the food once he touches it. When is the appropriate time to end the tinus? So what is considered nighttime? So by Shabbos, we define the end of the night is three kechavim, ketanim, three small stars come out, which are near each other in one part of the sky. For Kriya Shema, we define nighttime as three small stars come out anywhere in the sky. For a Tinus, we define it as three medium-sized stars. So Tinus is actually even, the Tsoif Zaman of a Tinus is even earlier than the Tsoif Zaman of the time when you can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and much earlier than the time for Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is the din of Tosefta Shabbos. For Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Mikir Adin, the halacha says it's really three medium-sized stars, but we're afraid that the person might make a mistake, and since it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, we're machmer for three small stars. And for Tanaisim, which since they are d'rabbanon, with the exception of Yom Kippur, so rely on the Ikir Adin, that three medium-sized stars is enough. Translating that into the times on your calendar is more difficult. But in general, by the time it's 40, 41, 42 minutes after sunset, you have reached that time, and that would be a time where a person would be allowed to eat on a motzi tainus of a tainus derabonon. One last point in regards to tainus, the Rambam says that, points out, and Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that the main point of the tainus is not the tainus itself, but it is the tshuva which comes along in the introspection which comes along due to the fact that it's a tainus. And they have a tainus, a person will stop and introspect and do tshuva, and the real goal is the tshuva, and the tainus is the vehicle to bring us to tshuva. Many times we tend to focus on the action and not on the thought which comes with it, because the actions are easier to control than the thought. But really, we should make sure that a person should find time in a tainus to be misboinen and do tshuva as well. There is a discussion in regards to Tisha B'Av, which is that basically a day of mourning, and if it's not about tshuva, there is a Miri which very clearly says that Tisha B'Av is a day of tshuva as well, like any other the Tanesim. The vehicle which brings us to tshuva is, as opposed to saying slichus and viduyim, etc., is through talking about that which we've lost, that'll bring us to tshuva. But it is a day of tshuva as well, and therefore there's a discussion of that to be matter, the Miri seems to say to be matter, learning, we have a limit of what we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, but to learn Musar Svarim on Tisha B'Av is permitted according to him. We should be zeicher that Tisha B'Av should not be a day of tainus. We should be zeicher that the halachas of these tanaisim should no longer be relevant. And we should be zeicher Mashiach should come very quickly. Have a good morning.